Good morning. Good to see everybody this morning. I told Bob when I was coming in, you know, if I was getting paid for this job, I would have called in sick. I'd like you to all turn around and wave to the people that are live streaming. Wave to them so they can see who you are. Good. We welcome you also, members and non-members. We're the Church of Christ. We believe we're Christ's church on earth. We believe that the scriptures have taught us that there would be a falling away in the original church for 1,260 years, and it'd be restored. And we're that church, and we invite everybody to attend whenever they can, even live streaming, or if you'd like to know more about the beliefs of the Church of Christ, you can get on our webpage and make contact with us. We're so thankful that you've seen fit to turn in or to turn on. You know, I gotta find my notes here. I'm thankful for the scriptures. I'm thankful for the fact that God does never changes. He's always the same. It's the one thing he can't do. It's change. I'm thankful for the blessings I received this week by administration and by your prayers. And I was one pill away from headed to the emergency or the hospital. But I called Brother Bick, and he ended up administering to me three times. And I ended up going a half hour later or hour later, I ended up going about my business of the day. I was truly blessed. And as we all know, thankful for the administration and the elders that are willing to come and to administer. I have a great hope of Zion and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I hope we all have that hope. I was thankful when our sister Holly Bartlett stood up the other day and reminded us that the Lord hears our prayers. Sometimes we wonder, sometimes we don't get an answer right away, but he hears our prayers. And, you know, we're called and instructed to pray about all things. I'm going to talk to you today about some items that we need to be doing as the body of Christ to strengthen us spiritually. I'd like you to consider them. I think we do some of them and not some, but I want us to reflect on them. And how many here received the conference minutes? Raise your hand. I guess you'd have to be a member on April 6th. You should have received them in the mail. Next question. How many of you read it? Well, I knew you read it. Well, I want to encourage us to do that. I want to encourage you to go home and read the items and think about them. It's a little hard reading at the beginning because it's talking about the documents and how they were passed and that. But you got to page back into the document and see what it is that they're talking about. And you know, who's on the committees, who's traveling, the ministry reports, so that we can pray for them. So we can pray for the library board, so we can pray for those traveling in the missionary field, so we can pray for the Sunday school teachers and You know, and we're called to do that. And we have that responsibility. So I just want to, I want you to think about that. And read them and pray for those individuals that have volunteered their time and their talent to serve the Church of Christ. I'd also, it's our job to read that. That's one of the things we are to do. I want to encourage all of you to attend the next conference. And we can do it electronically now, I guess, but, you know, to come and be a part of it and see how the church operates and pray for it. And it's part of our responsibility. We read in 1 Peter 3, "And if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that as whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Be ready to give an answer." You know, there's our brother Bill Malone years ago in Phoenix did a study on that subject, be ready to give an answer. You can find it on the internet. You can find it under the studies, under be ready. And he lists potential questions and gives the answer. So that, you know, we can read these and understand them. And it's 40 pages long. I only covered a couple of them, but I want to encourage people to do that. In your study, in your home study, with your family, your kids, or friends, pick this thing up off the internet and read the potential questions people might ask you, that you're ready to give an answer for the hope that we have in the beliefs of the Church of Christ. I want us to do that. That's some of our reasonable service. To be ready, to study. Another thing that we need to do is pray for charity. Tells us in the scripture, you know, we're to pray for charity with all the energy of heart. And if we do, it'll be found well with us in the last days. So I want to ask us, you know, are we praying for charity? I'm going to read Moroni 7 from the Book of Mormon. And it says, "And if man be meek and lowly in heart, and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. If he have not charity, he is nothing, wherefore he needs to have charity. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if you have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail. But charity is the pure love of Christ, and endureth forever. And whoso found possessed it at the last day, it shall be well with him." It's important that we pray for charity in our prayers. You know, it tells us, "And charity suffereth long." You know, we're to pray for patience. Charity is kind. We're to pray for kindness. That's, you know, we're Scripture is saying, you know, the natural man is an enemy to God, and he has been and always will be unless we yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit. Pray for kindness. It goes on and says, and envieth not. We're not to be puffed up. We're to humble ourselves. We're to think about others' needs. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Are we rejoicing in the truth when we hear it, when we acknowledge it? We're called to be praying to be able to bear all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Pray for charity. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest, for all things must fail. But charity is the pure love of Christ. It endureth forever. And whoso found and possessed it at the last day, it shall be well with them. That sounds important to me. That sounds that I need to be spending more time praying about that to me. That's something that we all can do in our prayers and our supplications and our quiet time is read through that and pray about those individual items. You know, the kindness and patience and all the different things we're saying. A thing to do. Also, now I'm going to read from Revelation 20:12. Excuse me. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Sometime every one of us is going to stand before God and be judged according to the things that are written in the scriptures. We need to reflect on that. We need to remember to be praying about that and to study and to know what it says. The books are going to be open, and we're going to be judged out of the things that are written in the Bible and the Book of Mormon and our life. Are you ready? Are we doing that? Open book test. We're going to have to stand before God. Mormon 4. For behold, thus saith Jesus Christ, the Son of God, unto the disciples which should tarry, yea, and also to all his disciples in the hearing of the multitude. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel of it to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And whosoever shall believe in my name, doubting nothing, unto him will I confirm all my words, even to the ends of the earth. A thing for us to do, to go into the world and preach and teach and to be ready to give an answer to those that might ask us, to have a question, to be proactive in our stepping out beyond our comfort level and do these things. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Step out. You know, we have a responsibility to bring the Book of Mormon to Israel. they're going to have to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And a duty, a responsibility of the Church of Christ is to be ready to do that. Hard to imagine in today's world, but there will be a time that they will believe and turn their hearts to Jesus Christ. We need to be praying for that, that they will accept it. So are we ready? Do we feel that we've prepared ourselves to reach out to others, to witness to others, to search the scriptures and have an understanding of the things that are written that we might know for that judgment day? Do we feel responsible for that? We're to feel responsible for knowing those things. Question. Are we going to be numbered among the righteous at the last day? Think about that. Have we followed? Have we kept the commandments? Have we studied? Have we repented? Have we allowed the Lord to speak to us in a still small voice? We're to be an advocate for Zion. We're to be praying for Zion. We're to have a belief in Zion and the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Our articles in faith and practice says we believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the lost tribes. We believe the temple will be built in this generation in Independence, Missouri, wherein Christ will reveal himself and endow his servants whom he chooses with power to preach the gospel of all the world to every kindred, tongue, and people, that the promise of God to Israel may be fulfilled. We believe that a new Jerusalem will be built upon this land unto the remnant of the seed of Joseph, which city shall be built beginning at the temple lot. Years ago, the conference asked some of our elders to do a study on Zion. And I'm going to quote some of the things that they said. If you're interested, it's really a good study, and if you're interested, I think it's still available. I think the secretary, he's nodding his head yes, has copies and can send it to you. It says, Zion is a state of being to be brought by the Lord at his appointed time and place. As described in the scriptures, the state of being is righteousness and holiness. It is a state of openness or unity where all are of one heart and one mind, having the pure love of Christ, where there exists the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, and where the servants of God see eye to eye. What a wonderful blessing. You know, and we're to pray for that. We're to pray for ourselves. That study goes on and says this state was exemplified by the Nephite and the Lamanite survivors and recorded in the fourth book of Nephi as they put into practice the teachings of the resurrected Christ. They attained this oneness and unity by obeying the commandments of Christ and teaching those things he taught, nothing varying. And by following the leading of the indwelling of the Spirit of God. Goes on and says, Zion is also the church of Christ in its perfected state. As the bride of Christ, where the well-being of others is of great importance to each member. Because the pure love of Christ abides in our hearts as commanded of the Lord. This is a desire to assist each other in temporal as well as spiritual affairs. The condition among believers is described in scriptures as being without envy and other sinful behaviors and having all things common among them. We're to pray for Zion. We're to pray that we might be numbered among the righteous and continue to repent of our sins. You know, our brother read one of my favorite scriptures today before the start of the service, and I'm thankful for that. In the book of Ether, 6, page 750, Behold, Ether saw the days of Christ, and he spake concerning a new Jerusalem upon this land. And he spake also concerning the house of Israel and the Jerusalem which from whence Lehi should come after that should be destroyed. It should be built up again, a holy city unto the Lord. Wherefore, it could not be a new Jerusalem, for it had been in time of old, but it should be built up again and become a holy city unto the Lord. And it shall be built up unto the house of Israel. And a new Jerusalem shall be built up upon this land unto the remnant of the seed of Joseph, for which things there has been a type, as of Joseph brought his father down into the land of Egypt, even so he died there. Wherefore the Lord brought a remnant of the seed of Joseph out of the land of Jerusalem, that he might be merciful unto the seed of Joseph, that they should perish not, even as he was merciful unto the father of Joseph, that he would perish not. Wherefore the remnant of the house of Joseph shall be built upon this land, and it shall be a land of inheritance, that they built up a holy city unto the Lord, like unto the Jerusalem of old, that there shall no more be confounded, even till the end should come, when the earth shall pass away. That New Jerusalem and Zion, you know, are the same things that explains it, 2 Nephi 7. But we're to bring about the cause of Zion, something that we can do, to pray, to set our hearts on those things, to put a belief in it, to encourage and reflect on our own lives and our willingness to serve each other and to have all things common among us and to cleave unto charity. So we're to be an advocate for Zion. I hope we all have that hope of what the Lord has prepared for us. Years ago, I was talking to an elder in the church, and he told me he didn't believe in Zion. I left his house, and I'm wondering, how can an elder of the church not believe in Zion or the New Jerusalem? So I went back and talked to him, and we came to a common understanding that he was wrong by making that statement. He did believe in Zion. Moroni 7:52-53. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail. But charity is the pure love of Christ and endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with them. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart that you be filled with the love which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of Jesus Christ. You know, similar to what something that I had read, but you know, need to pray for charity. You know, unless naturally we're an enemy. We've got to pray. We've got to repent. We've got to ask him to bless us. He's got to ask the Lord to give us understanding of the things that he wants us to do and to put them to practice in our life. I'm mindful of Matthew 7 in the Sermon on the Mount. And I want to encourage us to read the Sermon on the Mount. Wonderful, you know, and reflect on it. We're doing the things that are in there. In the 22nd, starting in the 22nd verse, it says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him as a wise man who built his house upon a rock, that rock of Jesus Christ. So we have that responsibility to do the things that are written in the scriptures. Do the things that we've talked about today. Kind of repeated myself a couple times, but that Sermon on the Mount is such a wonderful study. And then to reflect if we're doing it. You know, you can do that. A couple of you get together or your husband and wife and family and talk about those things, that we might be strengthened, that we might be numbered among the righteous at the last day, that we might be part of Zion. In summary, I'd like to repeat a couple of things. First, read the conference minutes and pray for the people. It's important. It's our responsibility. Attend future conferences and meetings of locals. It's part of our responsibility to come and use our talents and to pray for those that we vote on and answer. Be ready to give an answer. Study that study of Brother Malone's and learn some of the potential questions that somebody happens to ask you. What it is you believe, you're ready to give an answer. You don't have to be mumbling around, but you already know what you're going to answer. Pray for charity. Tells us to pray for charity with all the energy of heart. I want us to reflect on that. Are we doing that? It's a thing we have to do. We have to study the scriptures. We have to step out of our comfort zone and, like it says, be ready. We have to feel responsible. We have to feel responsible for testifying of Jesus Christ in our life. We're responsible for that. You and I. We're to be an advocate for Zion. We're to pray for it. We're to prepare our hearts and with charity and be a cause of Zion, that it might be able to come. We're to read the Sermon on the Mount and do those things that the Lord has told us to do. In short, we have a need to use our talents to glorify God. I pray that the Lord will bless each of us in a desire to serve him. Thank you.